Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Earl Coakley. I have a charge on my credit card from this number, Leading Wellness, for $49.97. It's been recurring, and I'm trying to find out what it's for, because I don't remember.
What's the spelling of your last name, sir?
Coakley, C-O-K-L-E-Y.
All right, let me locate. And what's your zip code?
30339.
One moment, please, and locate your account. Okay, I'm not finding one under just the 30339 zip code.
Correct, uh-huh.
Try to find it under name. Yes, Mr. Coakley. Verify your address for me.
3290 Cobb Galleria Parkway, Atlanta, Georgia, 30339.
Okay, that's not the account that I have here. Your name is spelled C-O-K-L-E-Y.
For that, uh-huh.
Mr. Allen, could it have been another address?
I had a Florida address once. Would that have been?
No, sir.
That's the only address that I have. How about 117 Airport Road? You have that?
No, sir.
Yeah, other than those, and that's the only place I've lived.
Yeah, that's only I can verify that it's used, you know, by that information. It's not, you're not giving me that to discuss the account with, so.
Got it. Well, I don't recognize the charge of $49.97, so that's.
Well, typically for us, if it's something that's concerning us, it was something you would have offered to pay shipping and handling and receive a welcoming gift or a free gift or something of the sort. But also, in the terms and conditions, if you don't cancel the 48 hours, they say they automatically will enroll you into a membership, if that's what it is. Typically, that's what we handle here. But I can't tell that because I don't have your account up. But it would have been some type of gadget you would have ordered. It could have been a dash cam. It could have been a camera. It could have been something of the sort. And you agreed to pay for the shipping and handling. However, in the terms and conditions, it states that if you do not call and cancel, they automatically enroll you into a membership, which is $49.97.
Okay. So how do I get this shut down, Kurt?
Well, first of all, I have to get the correct. Can you verify your email for me?
Well, Coakley at Gmail.
All right. Does 551 ring a bell? I mean, not 551, 951.
951. Oh, yeah, 951 Fell Street, Baltimore. I have a temporary apartment I had there.
Okay, well, that's the address I have there, sir. So on the account, what happened with you here, in October 18th, it shows that you agreed to the shipping and handling, to pay the shipping and handling for a dash cam.
Or a dash cam. Okay.
The dash cam back in October.
Okay. I don't remember shipping of a dash cam, but how do we get this shut down? Because I must have missed something. So what? To fast forward, what do we do to turn this? Because whatever I'm paying $49.97 for, it's been recurring since October, and I don't want to pay anymore.
Okay. The dash cam is yours to keep, too. You need to make sure that you had gotten that as well. That's yours to keep.
Okay.
And I'll get to that part, too, but the dash cam is yours to keep.
Okay.
That was
what services do I get for $49.97 with Leading
So
Wellness?
So what it is that you receive a $125 gift card to be used at the Gadget Club. The enrollment, the automatic enrollment enrolls you into a Gadget Club, just like the gadget of the dash cam. They have other gadgets as well. It's like the world's largest online web store. And you get to choose other gadgets, and the $49.97 is the membership for that. And each month that they charge you for the membership, you get $125 to shop at the gadget store. And but what I can do for you, based on the fact of a lack of communication in the terms and conditions, because it did state in the current terms and conditions that they would charge you after 48 hours if you did not cancel, okay?
Okay, got it.
So let me see where we are now. So what I can do for you now, based on, let me look at the dates and stuff. So your card was declined in October 22nd. Okay, but that charge was approved. Then you got charged again in November. Excuse me. Then again in December and again in January. Okay.
Correct.
So January, I'm sorry?
I think, yeah, the January, I just see that hitting my account as of, like, today.
Right. So, so hold on. Let me see what I can do for you, okay? Hold on.
Should I have received an email from them about this, sir?
About what, sir?
About the terms. Welcome. Here's the gadget store. You have my email in the account? The right email in there?
I have the account. I'm in a third-party call center who handles the account. I don't do the – we don't ship gadgets and stuff from here. We just handle their accounts.
Yeah, no, I was referring to the fact that can I go back to an email to see if
– You should – they said that email's out. You should be able to go back like a couple of days after those dates of charges because
right.
they send you a $125 gift card, something like a couple of days after you've charged it for the month.
Okay.
So what I can do right now for you, sir, hold on a minute, please. Yes, Mr. Coakley?
Yep, uh-huh.
What I can do, because the charges in October and November and December, I can't do anything about those because we didn't hear from you before then. But what I can do on January 24th, I can offer you 35% on that particular one and then cancel the membership going forward. You won't receive any more charges.
Okay, so I'm sorry, which one can you cancel?
The January 24th one, the one that just happened yesterday a couple of days ago.
So you can offer. So what do you offer me? I'm sorry. One more time, say that. What are you going to give me?
35% refund on that amount, which is I think it's $19 and something, and then cancel the account going forward.
Okay. So how can I? Well, the reason I asked about an email because I wanted to go by what name would this be under, and if I were to search in my email, because maybe it's something I could use before you cancel. So
yes,
at least I get some value out of it.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Let me see if I can find something here for you, okay? Hold on, please.
Sure.
Still checking, please hold.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to, my supervisor is trying to locate an email for you so you can locate your gift cards, and then you can always call back later and decide what you're going to do about it, okay?
Yeah, and you don't have to locate the exact. I mean, I can search if you tell me should it, like I'm seeing dietetic as so I was thinking this is some health related thing, but it's not.
Yes, sir.
But
Hold. Yes, sir. Hold on, please.
sure.
Yes, sir. Hi, this is the email that you can reference to. It's, you ready? It's support, support selected, selected, premier, premier, discount, support, support.com. So it should read support at selected premier discounts support.com.
That's discount. God, let me see what comes up. Support. Maybe there's two S's. Supports.
Now it's not a website, it's an email now.
Yeah, I'm in my email. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, that's where you can reach out to them now. I don't know how, if the email that you for your 125 will come like that. I don't know. We just was able to find the email for you to reach out to them to find out where your 125s are, and you can always call back in here later once you determine what you're going to do.
Support at selected premier discount, singular,
Support,
right?
yeah, singular, and then
Singular. And
support, support.
.com. Yeah, I've got nothing in my inbox on that. And my inbox goes back for years.
Right. I'm not saying that's where the 125 is coming from. That's where you're going to reach out to find out where, how would it come to you?
Yeah, no, what I guess what I'm saying, I never received an email from that service as I'm getting at. Let me just. And it would have been you. Oh, well, let's just check one more thing. Hold on. Let me just.
Now, the support, you probably hadn't gotten an email from them. This is a support email.
Oh, okay. So let's just go
To reach
to.
out to them to ask them where how would your 125 come,
Oh,
or
okay.
even to resend it to you.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. That's
Yes,
where I
sir.
need to reach out. And then they'll reply to me.
Yes, because we don't send them out here is what it is. So
Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to find some information. I would think that you should be able to give me a name of something in an inbox that would have something related to this account.
well, see, here's the thing, though. We handle hundreds of different products and assist multiple companies.
I
So,
got you. Okay.
yes. We're a call center.
I understand. Okay, so I'm supposed to email them and hope they email me back about
Yes.
some
Yeah.
plan that I somehow got set up that I never received a camera on, which I'm supposed to have got a camera too.
Well, let me I can track the camera. Let me hold on, let me see what the tracking number is on that and see what happened with. Well, first of all, if your address is 951 Fell Street, that's where it went to. I can tell you that now.
Okay. Well, yeah, I get that. I believe. I'm just trying to.
So the tracking number, let me check that.
Was it sent via U.S. mail or FedEx or what's the carrier?
I'm about to check the tracking now. It's usually on this one, it's the UPS. Okay, say I found that. So it was delivered October 25th at 8:27 p.m. in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, so it went to me at this address. You got apartment 214 on that too?
The address that I have for this is all of these accounts are 951 Fell Street, the one you gave me that you.
I mean, there's 500 people that live in this apartment building, so that's why I was asking to add to my apartment number.
Oh, what's that? What did you say it is?
214.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So at least it went to the right thing. So at least I can check with the mailroom and see whether or not.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, that's fair enough. But let's just figure out how to cancel this thing. I don't have time to track down and go support to search down something I never received.
So what I can do is give you 50% back on that last charge.
So here's the deal. I need 100% back on my last charge because it was just charged today and it's still pending, and I've been charged by you $200 already, $200 plus. I'm not paying any more on a current charge that's pending. So,
You won't be paying any more if I cancel it today. But I can I can give you 50% back on the last charge.
Okay, so you're telling me the max you can give me is 50 cents. Let me call my bank and see what the max I can get on the.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Let me check with my supervisor, sir. Mr. Coakley, after checking with supervisor, we'll just go ahead and refund that $49.97 back to you. If you please hold, so you can get a cancellation number, okay?
Thank you.
Give me one moment, please. $49.97. We'll go back onto your card. It'll be refunded 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. And the cancellation number is... Hold on. Cancellation number is C, as in Charlie, 25880-3336.
Okay.
Okay. And that will give you your refund 3 to 5 days, and any no charges going forward will be added to your account.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.
I know.
Thank you.